This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 2nd of June. I'm Lucy Burton. Tobacco companies in Canada are ordered to pay millions in compensation to smokers. So has this affected tobacco company share prices on the US markets? I asked Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading in New Jersey.
We didn't really see much of a movement at all in any of the tobacco stocks. I think maybe part of the reason is that years ago, you know, over a decade ago, we had a settlement here. So it seems like it wasn't a real story over here at this point.
So what was? What was making the news today where you are?
Today, the story definitely was a potential Greece deal again, and it set off the currency market in the morning, which then worked its way right into the equity market. And people are hoping for a deal. They seem very confident about it. The euro was up over 2%. The dollar was down about 1.5%, and then that fed right into our markets, which initially went lower, but then rallied toward the end of the day. And I think, you know, things like oil going higher, certainly, you know, the investors don't like that, but that's a function of the dollar.
And which companies were the winners and the losers today?
The energy stocks certainly were winners. They liked the fact that oil was going up. The sector was up about 1% or so, so that was good. Some of the gold miners were up as well. That's another thing that's a function of the dollar, so that's a good thing. Overall, but we also had some mixed economic data. Again, we had factory orders, which came in less than expected, but then we had auto sales of last month, which came in the strongest in 10 years. So
why do you get that disparity? Because you would have thought they'd be fairly linked.
That's the question that a lot of market people are puzzled with right now. You're getting lots of mixed signals, which is kind of holding the Federal Reserve on the sidelines for a while. People are expecting that rate rise, but when you keep getting mixed signals, you don't quite really know. And overall, I don't think the economy has improved that much. GDP numbers are not up that much. The stock market's certainly up, and the bond market's done well, but you know those are asset classes. They haven't really translated directly into the economy yet.
Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.2% at 18,011, and at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.4% at 69.28. Gold is trading at $1,193 an ounce.